Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on the air live. What's good, everybody, man? It's that time again. I appreciate all y'all for jumping on this evening. Today, we got a good show. We're going to be talking about is today's society aiding narcissistic behavior? You know, I think that's a big one nowadays, especially with us seeing so many different types of, you know, examples within society today that, you know, it'll have you scratching your head, you know, to have you thinking about, like, what's really going on? You know, we're in the age of technology where there's information and things easily available to us that, you know, everyone shouldn't be privy to, but hey, what can you do when it is on public platforms? And, you know, being public, everybody has the same rights and you know, to access these things, you know, from that standpoint at least. So is it more so today that we're seeing a rise in narcissistic behavior because of this? You know, are we giving them that voice, that platform to be able to maneuver within society unrestricted, you know, with even more tools to further their deception and manipulation? And there's just so many things. And we look at it, and I talk a lot about, you know, social media and, you know, the dating sites. You know, it's big business for them. You know, of course, they're just worried about the pay, but there's other things that, you know, coincide with that, which, you know, would be the fact that narcissists are able to use these things as you know, cover and as I said before, a tool to get to other people. You know, and when we really think about it, if we go back in time, as I said earlier, back in the you know, from before this technology age came into play, you know, when we were in the, you know, early 90s and older, you know, 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, whatnot, we didn't have these things that I am. We didn't have, you know, you get into an argument with your significant other or whatnot. Let's say you had to work it out together. You know, you had to pretty much deal with each other, or they could leave, go to a bar or whatnot. But it kind of restricted the accessibility of, you know, the mischief that these individual narcissists can get into. And so it almost like society in a lot of ways through, you know, I call it social conditioning of people, have created, you know, safe havens for narcissists. You know, they've created the platforms for them to really thrive in and be successful. You know, we look at, you know, and I always say, you know, a lot of people I have that are clients I run into, or they'll book consultations with me, and we talk about the dating apps, and there's so many of them have met the narcissist on these dating apps. And that's just not, you know, you really don't know and cannot truly get to know someone, you know, without the physical presence and the other attribute of observing body language when you're online with something. Body language is very important to read into. You know, if you can't see body language or nothing like that, you're restricted to only going off this person's word. You know, and these, you know, there's a lot of people that come up with, you know, these dating coaches that's like, you know, doing suitability tests. Look, y'all got to stop them suitability tests. Those suitability tests do not work. You're setting yourself up to be duped. You know, again, there's too much information out there for them to look at, feed into, and get the inside scoop on what everybody's gathering is information, right? So narcissists are on to the suitability test. You know, a lot of, you know, and you know, even for fellas, you know, we'll get that, you know, we get the wrong advice too. You know, we'll hear, you know, we'll, you know, tell her that you, you know, you ain't got nobody, you ain't cooking tonight, and you know, you don't have nobody to cook for you, and you go use that on the woman, and you know, she, you know, come up with something like, oh, you need me to come cook for you, I'm gonna come cook you something, or she'll bring you some food, and then you gone, you already gone. You know, same thing with y'all ladies. I mean, y'all look at, you know, these suitability tests, and y'all start to, you know, taking advice from your friends. You know, your friend telling you, girl, when you go out next time, leave your edges undone, leave your edges raggedy, and let him run them bundles for you. If he don't run you no bundles, then you know that ain't the one for you, you know what I'm saying? And then you go and try that little method out and go back to your girlfriend. Girl, he got me that new, he got me like 3 bundles of Burmese, and I'm straight now. He went and got, and you thinking because he done got you, he done got you that Burmese. He got you 3 bundles of Burmese. You gone off that. That's your suitability test. When he know that's what y'all looking for. You know, if you looking for that perfect gentleman, they know that. They're going to be that perfect gentleman. Fellas, if you looking for that woman that's going to be, she's going to be concerned and trying to come in and do something, and like she's bringing something to the table, they know what to do. They know how to infiltrate and blend in with society, with what people are looking for in society. You know, he didn't heard it put out there already. You know, so the basic thing, we, and especially the way things are set up, you have to observe based off what is relevant and important to you. Meaning you got to know what you want. You got to know what you are willing to accept, and not going off of what's trending, because that's what gets a lot of people in trouble. You know what I'm saying? What's trending? They going off of what everybody else is on, what everybody else is into. You know, you got, I mean, that's not gonna work. You know, social media is making everybody pretty much one-dimensional, predictable, and pretty much the same. They're all the same. We no longer honor uniqueness and individuality. You know, there's a time where, you know, if you were from a certain area or location within the States, if somebody was in LA and the other person lived in Chicago, they had totally different styles, totally different. I mean, in some ways, the lingo may be different still, but a lot of the styles and mentalities and ways of being is starting to be universal. There is no uniqueness, is starting to be a thing of the past. You get bashed for being unique. You get outcasted for being unique now. You know, you got all of these women trying to be like, be the next Megan Thee Stallion. And don't get me wrong, I like the Stallion. Don't get me wrong. You know, I can definitely dig it. But, I mean, can't all be Megan Thee Stallion. You know, what happened to being into a woman off of her own individual uniqueness and not because she's portraying to be what's trending or what's popular? You know what I'm saying? What happened to those things? You know, and this is the way, you know, especially through social media, it's so easy for narcissists to study and observe what is popular, what is main, what's going to get them going. And they study that. They look at that, and then boom, next thing you know, they're coming to you with all of the right things to say, all of the right things that they're doing. It's textbook. You know, there's no element of uniqueness to it, right? It's all textbook. A lot of times we fall for it. We fall for the textbook, you know, display that they are putting before us. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big thing where we have you know, how cheating is so much more widespread than ever. You know, it's so easy to cheat now. It's so easy to be on. We were talking about this earlier about being on that I forget what it's called, the candy something game on the phone, Candy Crush. They on that candy. Every time they're going to let you see them playing on that Candy Crush, you know, and you go to look at the phone and it's on Candy Crush. And that's so that they can condition your mind to expect that ain't nothing going on. So when you see them with their phone all the time, you think they always got their phone playing on that game. But that's for you to think and believe that. But behind that, they up there on some of these social dating sites. They messaging galore on these social dating sites. As soon as you come up, boom, switch right back to the Candy Crush. You know what I'm saying? They got the phone on extra dim. Phone like them, the display like them as hell. You know what I'm saying? You can't see you come up, it's dim. You know what I'm saying? They sit kind of at an angle when they talk until you phone turn to the angle. You know what I'm saying? All of these little signs, you know, telling you, like, you know, you texting, they tell you, oh, I was busy, I was in the shower, I was just taking a little bath, you know, I was taking me a hot soak, my back was hurting. You know what I'm saying? Every time you trying to see what's going on or you hit them up, you know, the messages and texting going extra long, it's taking too long. But when you're around them, they got their phone on them all the time. Game. It's too much of a play. There's too much area to play with for these narcs. They got too much to play with. You know, it's too much tools and too much accessibility. You know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing people don't understand is that within these parameters of how we live today in society, you know, with all of these things available to them and right at the touch of fingertips, basically, you know, they can have it when they want it. And we got to understand, narcissists are extremely dependent on people and you know, compliments. That's their weakness, actually, and it's something they'd never admit, but they have to depend on admiration and praise and validation from people, especially because it's the highest quality of fuel that they can get to regulate what they don't have, what they can't regulate on their own. You know, and people wonder why, like, I keep running into narcissists. Well, narcissists are going to be driven because you got to understand, they feel that they deserve the best, right? They're above normal people. They don't want to take nothing from normal people. So they like to go for people in high status or people that are accomplished or people that, you know, what other people would mainly desire. They want that because that, to them, proves that it's something high quality, high grade. And that's what they're going for. And so they get to go on any of these platforms, really, and literally pick out. So when you think you put out all your qualities, you know, hard worker, independent, woo, you putting all this stuff out there, right? You basically telling the narcissist, look, I'm the one to come for. That's what they're hunting for. They're not going for somebody that'd be like, I don't really get into nothing. I'm pretty boring. I just live a basic life. They don't want you. So, you know, traditionally you wanted to bring your best look or put your best foot forward and display your better qualities. But now displaying your better qualities is making you a target to narcissists because that's what they're drawn to. That's what they seek. That's what they desire. Right? And so any type of these things where if you get into that game of wanting to really put yourself out and make yourself known to find a good mate or partner, especially on these social platforms, you're gonna find it very disheartening, because you're gonna keep running into those type of individuals that's on the constant hunt and prowl. You know, narcissists stay looking for things that would validate the fantasy that they have built up in their mind. And honestly, they look at everything, especially these sites, and it's a fantasy world. They can be in any state at any time. I mean, you can do anything online damn near as far as to captivate the imagination is concerned, right? And so it's a major tool that they're using and that they are putting forward. And it's, of course, again, we can't screen to make sure that all the right people are getting on and all the bad people aren't. There's no way to do that. But we do know that, you know, with these things, and even how laws are passed, a lot of laws are kind of being passed to benefit narcissists. You know, and it's making it to where normal people are having to, you know, really kick into protective mode themselves to guard themselves from these predators. You know, again, today we're talking about, is today's society aiding narcissistic behavior? And the call line is 347-945-5948. You know, I'm going to go to the line soon. You know, I want to hear from the people on, I mean, what y'all think about that? I mean, have you experienced any of this stuff, you know, when dealing with narcissists and how, you know, all this technology and stuff like that has helped, has aided them and being in their mischievous ways? So let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and talk about it one time. I'm going to go to the lines. I'm going to go to 916 on here.
Hi, Clem. How you doing? How you doing, sir?
What's going on? I'm doing good.
Hey.
Yourself?
I'm doing good, and my blood is boiling because I'm very passionate about this subject, about online
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I feel like
mm-hmm.
Today we just don't value the human encounter, the human interaction. We don't appreciate each other. Families don't eat at dinner anymore together. Because they're
mm-hmm.
busy on their cell phones, on their computers, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
People are lonelier than they have ever felt, even though they are surrounded by many, many, many people. You know, and it's
mm-hmm.
actually an epidemic. I watched a news show about it. You know, and so I think that social media. I feel like it makes people feel like they have access to a lot of people, which they do, but they don't necessarily really, because you could have access
mm-hmm.
to a lot of people but not necessarily have an in-depth relationship with them. And
mm-hmm.
But it makes you feel like you do, but in actuality, you're lonely. So I think it's like kind of like a mind trick. And as far as the dating and things like that. I think it's a big game. Okay. Sometimes I message you
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. I don't have a picture up. I don't have anything up.
Mm-hmm.
I use that just to follow important accounts that I need to follow, like yours, because I really enjoy your
mm-hmm.
Your channel. Okay. But I'm not on there for
mm-hmm.
anything else. Okay. And
nice.
Number one is men do not value the hunt anymore. It's too easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy. biologically, I feel like men need it, biologically, mentally, men are wired that way, okay? They are bored
right.
as ever. They're bored. They want to
Well,
find.
You, if you think about it, if they're putting it out there just so easily, that it takes, there's no hunting to be done. It's just,
exactly.
You know,
they're
it's
bored.
A menu now. You know what I'm saying?
They're
it's
bored.
A menu.
Exactly. So guess what, Quinn? I'm hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I am hidden way, way, way deep down in the mountains, in the hills. And the right guy,
mm-hmm.
he will dig, he will search, and he will find. He who findeth. So, and it, believe me, that didn't just happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It took a whole lot of trial and error. It took a whole lot of heartbreaks, a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of sleepless, crying nights, a whole lot of heartbreaks. Believe me, it did
right.
not come overnight, okay? I'm not just preaching to the choir.
And you're,
I'm just
so you're in the trenches then.
Yes.
You're in the trenches. So it's going to take a lot more than a bundle to get you. And that Burmese ain't going to work.
Yes, you're
you know what I'm saying? Because that's that new game. Three bundles of Burmese is the new game. So, you know, if you're trying to get a woman, look, three bundles of that Burmese and you in. You know, and that's,
God,
I mean,
true.
Whoever would have thought it would have came down to that.
You know? I mean, you used to have to walk up, introduce yourself to the lady. All of that is taken out of the dynamic now. You just need to press a button, okay?
Right.
Okay.
And I think another thing that you know, that I'll add on to that is it takes out the courage aspect.
Absolutely.
Of a man having to approach one, because it's a huge emotional investment to go up to a
yes.
woman on a personal and approach her in the right manner,
yes.
you know, that would, you know, be representing of yourself and taking that initiative to do that, because you can get turned down, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But, you know, that's part of how it works, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But that's taken out now. And now it's a message, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They're messaging you, you know what I'm saying?
Brain. It's nothing if you get turned down or rejected, you know, because you didn't have to put anything into it, you know? All you had to do was tap
right.
a few buttons and hit send, and that's it. Okay, it's nothing if I get, you know, if I didn't come correct enough
right.
and and clear my throat before I step to her, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Right, and you can't even see if the shoe game is right. You know, you can't even check the shoe game. They can have an old,
exactly.
you know, an old raggedy pair of shacks on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You all know that too.
You know what I mean?
4 weeks later, you know, when y'all, if y'all ever meet, you know.
Right. You just don't,
yeah.
it's just not, I know some people do it with the good intention, like, just let me try
right.
this out one time. Let me just see how it works. But
right.
it ends up being a disaster because most
exactly.
people that, especially guys, that's probably getting on there, is they're socially awkward.
Yeah.
You know, in
I'm
nature.
Not against
you know what
it.
I'm saying?
I'm not against
you know?
It at all. And I do think I'm not against it. I think it's some people that probably get on there for the right intentions, but the way that it has molded society and made society so comfortable, people are so lazy now. And like you said, when back then, when our parents had arguments, you know, they tried to work it out. Now it's like, oh, what? You,
right.
you know, you don't know.
Yeah,
don't
they
going to
jump right
on. The door.
Right.
It's like I'm
right.
out the door. And then no working things out, no nothing. People are so quick. And I'm not saying to stay in a toxic situation, but what happened to trying to value your relationships and trying to give it all you got before you just throw it up in the air? It's like that quality no longer exists. I'm telling you, I see it with my own eyes, and I've been through it a lot with people
mm-hmm.
in my generation, Generation X. They just throw it up. But they do invest
absolutely.
In things. They do invest in things that they want to invest in. like a guy I was dating who was getting his master's degree. And I said, well, you work hard for your master's degree because you want that, but you don't work hard for this relationship. You understand?
Right, right.
So I'm not stupid.
Because it's self-serving.
You work hard for... Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn, that's all. My blood is boiling. This subject gets me heated.
I appreciate the call and the passion, you know.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you, sister.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah. She made some good points, you know. It is. It does take the hunt out for the man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like we got to start comparing the opposites, too, you know. If you're a very dependent, if you're a very independent person, you don't need to be with somebody who is dependent. If you're a very responsible person, the first sign of irresponsibility in the other person you're trying to be, that should be, you got to cut it. You know what I'm saying? You have to, it's alignment. It's called alignment. Align yourself up with people who are reflective of what you are and what you're putting out. Going back to the lines, I'm going to 312.
Hello?
312? How you doing?
Quinn?
Where are you calling from?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, you're in the shy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. How you doing? You got something you want to speak on? You know, we're talking about today's society and, you know, aiding narcissistic behavior. You want to speak on something about it?
Yes. Definitely. I would say definitely today's society with all this social media BS. It definitely is a helping the narcissist to get what they need to get supply. It definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I was 5 years with a narc and suffered a lot. And it's been 1 year, no contact. But, of course, you know, try to throw flying monkeys at me, but I didn't pay no attention. But, yeah, you know, like you said, when we first got together, like within the first, 6 months, 5 months, his phone, he would pretend he's playing Candy Crush, you know?
Well, you kind of going in and out. You're kind of muffled a little bit, and there's some stuff in the background.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can you hear me better now?
There you go. Yeah, can you hear me a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, this definitely now, this day and age, is aiding the narcissist, definitely.
And
you know,
was he a Candy Crush type of narcissist? Phone?
Yep. Always 24/7 with the phone. Yep. But the weird thing about it is he used to screenshot his mistakes and save them in the phone, and it's like you're practically getting yourself caught by saving this, you know? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think he wanted me to see it to start an argument, to start a fight.
Well, yeah, that too, and the fact that narcissists, if you look at the DSM-4, it says the narcissists feel and believe that, you know, they can get away with whatever they're doing, right? They really believe that you don't see or you won't be on to it, and that's why they can lie to you right to your face with a straight face and, you know, like nothing happened and expect you to believe it because in their mind, in their head, it's like, you know, you don't really believe that I'm lying to you. You're just trying to find out if I really am. So that's how they look at it. And they really believe that you don't know. You don't really get it. You don't really understand because they're so wrapped up into that belief that they're so good at lying and manipulating that they take it as you don't really know what you're talking about. You don't really believe that I'm lying, you're just trying to find out when you may know the whole time. So that's part of that disorder, though. So yeah. I appreciate you calling in tonight, and
thank you, Quinn,
sharing with the people.
I love your videos,
absolutely,
man. Keep it up, doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
Absolutely. I know. You know, yeah, that's that, you know, that Candy Crush game is something serious, y'all. I mean, you know, a lot of people might have, you know, I know some of y'all may have experienced the Candy Crush game, you know, where they, that phone is in their hand constantly, you know, and, you know, people have to understand that, you know, the way society is going is it's turning people like into robots. As the sister that was on earlier said, that there's no chase in it no more. There's no real effort being put into, you know, trying to court anyone anymore, because it's so much going on. It's too much out there. You know, they don't really have time for it. They just want it now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really, you know, is genuinely interested in getting to know people. You know, I won't say nobody, but you know, you know what I mean? A lot of, in these cases, it's creating the conditions to where people are less willing to put in the effort to, you know, understand one person and get to know one person at a time. They're juggling, they're trying to know 5-6 different people at the same time. You know what I'm saying? While benefiting from all five to six at the same time as well. So I'm gonna go back to the line. I'm going to 443. 443. Hello. 443 going once, twice. I guess they just listening. Let me go back to 336. Let me see. 336. 336, you on?
Hey.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Good. North Carolina.
Where you calling from? Narcak in the building. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You got something you want to share with us tonight on this evening's topic about social media aiding and narcissistic behavior?
Well, I'm just listening, and I'm, like, amazed at how, like, spot on everyone is with who I used to deal with. It's just amazing. Like, everything
mm-hmm.
that's brought up in your videos and, you know, when you go live, it's always spot on. I'm like, dang, okay, I remember when that happened. That happened, yep, so
mm-hmm.
that. So it's just, I
mm-hmm.
just wanted to listen and, I just wanted to let you know how thankful I am for your videos, because it has really
Absolutely.
Gotten me through a lot. I mean, I don't know what
Absolutely.
I would have done
Welcome.
Besides the grace of God. You know, these videos are awesome, and they really help out a lot. And it's the education on it is very important, you know, because you can be,
Absolutely.
Like, abused and don't even know it, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's just very important, and I'm just like, you know, I try to comment on things. I've actually gained a few friends on Instagram because of comments that I left, and it seemed to have helped those people a little bit. You know, I was conversating
right.
with one female back and forth trying to help encourage her, because I'm over it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it feels good for me to be a help and a motivation to someone else. So I just thank you so much, Queen, because you've been a great help.
And you're welcome, sister. And that's what we need. We you know, pass the knowledge on. Because as we pass the knowledge on, it's almost like narcissists are a different species. Because, again,
mm-hmm.
you know, and don't get me wrong, we all like compliments and praise, you know, for stuff that we do. But if we don't get it, normal people, our ego
mm-hmm.
still works and functions well enough to where
exactly.
it'll kick in and tell us,
exactly.
hey,
right.
you know what,
you
are
good
special.
Either way. You know, I know I'm doing what
yeah.
I'm supposed to do. I, you know,
yeah.
if I get the praise,
yeah.
okay. If I don't, that's okay too, you know? So
And we get it internally. We get it from ourselves.
Right.
But the thing
exactly.
is, narcissists cannot get it from themselves. Their ego is shot. It's dead. So the only way they can get that feeling of validation is from other people. And because they're so
right.
dependent on that, which they hate that, because they are defective in that manner. Because that's the only way that they can feel worth anything is to getting it through somebody else. But they manipulate,
right.
con, and trick people, and none of it's all self-serving at the end of the day. So. Yeah, sister,
right.
thank you for jumping on and spreading, you know, even giving a shout out and the thanks to me. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless. Have a good night.
Same to you too as well. Yeah. It's always good to hear when, you know, people are passing the message on. You know, there's a lot of people a lot of people can benefit from this, need to hear this. It's real out there. You know, when I say they out here narking, I really be meaning that. Narcs is really, they really on it. And, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, the things that's going on, and again, it's making it harder for us to identify them when we have to, you know, do so, or if we choose to do so much online and on social media. It's almost to the point where people don't really even want to meet. It's like meeting in person now is the weird thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go up to a woman in some ways and approach her in person, and she's like, oh, you're a stranger, huh? Uh-uh, what you doing coming at me like that? You know what I'm saying? But if you do it online, and she might be more open to it, that's just how we've been conditioned through society, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually supposed to be the opposite way. Meeting somebody in person, you get to decide right then and there. Like I said, you take a look at them kicks. If the kicks ain't right, the shoes ain't right, you can't even judge that now. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what it is. You don't know how the hygiene is. You don't know if they smell good or, you know. You know, they might have a bad wisdom tooth in their mouth and it's kicking, and you can't smell, you can't even tell none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go back to the line. I'm going to 510. 510, you on live. 510, going once, twice. Okay, I guess 510 just listened to. You know, but yeah, you can't tell these things, man. We'll go to another line. We'll go to 323. Back to the line. Go to 323. 323, you on live. 323. 323 going once, twice. I guess we got a lot of people just listening. But, yeah, man, that's one of the things now. And I don't know, but I just don't think I feel comfortable, you know, totally being dependent online. But if we think about the younger generations coming about, that's all they know. And so it's being geared there. Everything is being geared towards the upcoming generation. So the you're going to start seeing more and more superficial type of things within society. You know, the disconnect is I know many of you probably are seeing, there's such a disconnect from, you know, normal interaction and stuff like that, because, you know, there's too many tempting things. You know narcissists especially like the, you know, the ability to be able to feel omnipotent, you know. And so that feeds right into them, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely something to consider. I'm gonna go back to the line. Let me see, you got 954, you on live. 954, going once, twice. Okay. 954, I think some of y'all might be pressing that one. If you're pressing that one, you're actually requesting to talk. So if you're pressing the one, no, go to 410. see. 410, you on live.
Hello?
410. There you go.
Hello?
How you doing? Yeah, I can hear
oh,
you.
Oh, shoot.
There you go.
You can hear me?
How you doing? Yeah? How you doing? You on live.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Where you calling from?
Baltimore.
Okay, B-more. Out there in that... Close that. What's that? That's that DMV area, right?
Yeah.
DMV area. Uh-huh. You got anything you want to share with the people tonight, everybody in the audience listening? You want to share something about how you've seen the effects of, you know, how today's society is aiding narcissistic behavior, you know, specifically through, you know, social media platforms? Have you dealt with anything like that? Have you seen or experienced anything like that, especially from a narcissist?
Well, the one I was dealing with was like, didn't really have too much savvy when it came to the internet and, you know, social media and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, it was, you know, but just the having the phone itself was a newer technology for this particular person. So they would.
Hold on, you caught me all girl on that one. So wait a minute, he like, I mean, what he traded his pager in or something? What happened?
Just we grew up in the time, we didn't have all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
Back in the day, didn't have all that stuff.
Okay.
So
okay.
We used to walk around the house and put his phone in his sock. I used to be like, what?
The phone in the sock. Yeah, the phone in the sock type thing. Okay.
Right.
And,
you know, of course, they would take it everywhere. Take it everywhere, bathroom, shower, you know, everywhere in the sock.
So his first phone was basically, he got turned out by his first phone. His first phone turned him out. You know what I'm saying? He went buck wild at that first. I mean, think about it. You first getting your phone, and he's seeing all of this stuff, man. It's overwhelming. So naturally, there's going to be a deficit in your relationship somewhere. Because the phone is that's a whole other source of entertainment now, you know? The phone damn near like another woman.
I'm just saying, you know, it was just a different way. Like, you can text people now. I'm saying, you know, we're older. Back in the day, you couldn't text people. You know, you had to actually get on the phone and call people. Nowadays,
we've
been doing this for a long time, but I'm just saying, you know, it's another.
So let me ask you this. What was the most significant change that you've seen from him not having the phone to going to having the phone? What was the biggest change that you noticed in him?
I can't really think of that, but I will say this. And I'm sorry, I can't really think of that right now, but I will say this. Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you live in the same house, right?
Mm-hmm.
They create a social media account, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are invisible. Like, you know, you got a Facebook account that's, like, invisible. I'm like, oh, why can't I find you? You are invisible. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't even set it up themselves. They had somebody else to set it up.
Okay. So he had somebody set him up an invisible account so he can start his creep.
I guess.
Man, you know they out here, you know. And I know how that must felt when you seen it. It was probably like, what the hell? You know, I know it kind of threw you for a loop, like, you know,
Like, this man and got this phone and lost his damn mind. You know, I understand. I definitely understand, sis. And you know, are you still with him, or have you transitioned from it?
Unfortunately, I'm still in this situation. So I'm just taking in knowledge and learning, and you know,
okay.
planning, and you know, trying to build myself.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate all the videos and everything.
I appreciate you taking the time to even call and share your story with us tonight, you know,
Absolutely.
Especially you're in the trenches still. So
in the
definitely
trenches,
thank
yep.
you, sister, for calling in. I appreciate
right.
it. Bye now. Damn, man, you got narcs just as soon as they get a little, see what I mean? As soon as they get a little freedom on something. You know, you got the phone in the sock. That's that old jailhouse type thing. You know, phone in the sock. You know what I'm saying? You know, phone hitting and stuff. You know, he got his legs kicked up. You see the light from the phone lighting up and underneath the sock, man. Yeah. They out here bad, boy. We going back to the line. We'll go to 510. 510, you on? How you doing? Where you calling from? I'm doing good. Where you calling from? Hello? You still there?
Hello?
There you go. You was kind of going in and out.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from the Bay Area.
Okay, the town. All right.
Yeah.
You got something you want to share with us tonight?
Yes. I do think that society now has made it easier for these, you know, for people to engage and find people a little bit faster. They got
mm-hmm.
not only just the websites, but they do a lot of mixers and single, you know, things on Facebook and Instagram and things like that. So I know from my
mm-hmm.
experience, that was my way of one of my narcs meeting someone on there, because they already know these people are vulnerable. These people are looking for someone. So, yeah, it
mm-hmm.
has made it easier because they target them, you know. So,
now,
how
did you catch yours?
So I caught mine was that somebody put a picture up on Facebook. And he was out with them at this bar, and it had,
mm-hmm.
you know, stated that he was there with his girl. And they gave me a friend request. So I go on the friend request, boom, seen a picture, and basically that's how it happened. And, yeah, I caught him, and I was done, and I've been done. So,
wow.
Yeah, so once again,
this
it was back with social media, you know.
Mm-hmm. The social media thing, it made it easier for him to, you know, line things up. Otherwise, you know, they may have not been able to.
Exactly, because he went on there. Once he met her, he went on there and took his Facebook page down and, you know, things like that. So you can't be really tracked at that time. Other than that, he probably would have got caught up a little sooner. But I do think
mm-hmm.
he's been out there several times on these different dating sites where you meet people in
mm-hmm.
whatever area you're at. So yeah, it's running rapid. It's running. It's really easy nowadays because people can FaceTime. You know, they got all these different apps that you can hide. So cheating is really easy, but it's also easier to get caught now than what it used to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like people who are subject to, you know, addictions. You know, especially with narcissists, and because they are. They can't help themselves but to do it. You know what I'm saying? They can't.
Yes.
They can't. Just knowing it's out there, they're going to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And when a person is already, you know, they're already in a type of immoral type of disposition, that's right up their alley, because they don't really have any boundaries or anything anyway. So it's like you know, catch me if you can. If I get caught, I get caught. But like I said, they don't believe they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they do
it. Yes, and even when they get caught, they think that, you know, just make it all go away and let's begin. Let's start over where we were. You know, like it just disappeared
right.
like that. And they will continue to do it. They do not stop. It will be over and over again.
You know, especially, you know, he in there, you know, he done went from showers to baths. You know, he up in the tub for, you know, you know, a whole hour and a half, you know. It is went for showers. That's red flags. That's red flags. You know, now you're taking baths now? You in the bathroom because you know they can claim that problem. I'm about to go take another bath, babe. I'll be out in the field. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, the lady said that her narc would carry the phone in the bathrooms. Yeah, mine did too. He will always leave it in his pants pocket. So once he got in the shower, the phone will stay in the bathroom the whole entire time. He gets up, he throw the phone in his shorts, walk around the house like the phone really hardly ever just lay down by itself. He always had to have that phone on him. And it's just really that's just too much work. Just be single. You can do whatever you want to do. But
it is. You know, but again, they're depending on others. They need that primary source, though. They need that primary with them because, you know, again, they hate being alone. That's why they always need that one with them while they go do their other because they can't stand being alone, you know, in no type of way. So, sister, thank you for calling in tonight out there in the Bay
Area.
I appreciate you sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, them long baths, man. You know, you don't see no brother up in no bath, man, making himself a gourmet bath with the honey milk and oatmeal in the bath. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, man. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, y'all start seeing that red flag. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody trying to get his skin soft for you, you know. Babe, I'm just trying to get my skin soft for you. You know, you complain about, you know, my feet, bottom of my feet rubbing against your leg, cutting your legs up at night when we under the bed. So I'm just trying to make my skin soft for you, babe. Oh, man. Let me go back to the line. 815, man. 815, you're on live.
Hello?
815. How you doing?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. Where you calling from?
I'm from Illinois. Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Let me be out here narking.
Okay. Out there narking, man. Crazy as hell. Like how y'all be saying out there, crazy as hell. What's
crazy
good?
Crazy as hell, for real.
You want to share something with us tonight?
Yeah, you know, I've been on my own now for a while. I'm excited. I'm totally free. It's just, you know, and your show, you have done so much in educating us, and I just want to thank you for that. You know, it's a deliverance, for real. But you know, but I'm trying to work through that whole thing because there's so many of them out here, Quinn, getting over that, running into them, you know, and I just ran into one over the weekend, okay? I go in this place of business every week, and this guy, you know, I was thinking, you know, highly of him because he approached me, and he wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
He, like you said, about how there's no challenge anymore. So I had a lot of respect for him when he actually approached me, and, you know, can I talk to you? And, you know, he approached me, and he said he wanted to talk to me. So finally, you know, the second time around, he did it again. So I said, okay, fine, you can call me. That's cool. You can call me. Yeah, you know, we can talk, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, for him to approach me and have them.
Where he was, he went off of like 58th and Ashland or nothing like that, was he?
Make a long story short, he started trying to, you know, ask me out. He said, well, I know this is my situation. I'm like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. He said, situation. Here we go. So he started telling about this is my situation. I'm in a situation. You know, me and, you know, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm married. I'm like, what? Let me stop you right there. And I was like, no. No, you didn't. No, you did not. It was like the whole conversation turned to him insulting my intelligence. He started bashing his wife, but bashing her in a nice way to make it sound like he was such this great guy and she was just this awful person. And I'm sitting there listening to him. I'm really getting more and more insulted. He doesn't know because I don't just, you know, get show my anger. I get quiet. And, you know, he's just going on and on about what a great guy he is, trying to show me about his, tell me about his character. And they both know, they've agreed that it's just not working and this and that. And so I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? You know, I appreciate you being honest with me, blah, 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 blah. You know, but I don't do that. I'm not talking to nobody's husband. That's not my thing. You know, I appreciate the compliment you're saying, cute, whatever. So I'm like, but, you know, this isn't going to happen. I don't do that. So, you know, so he's like, oh, okay. So I'm thinking he got it, right? This the next morning, text me, hey, beautiful, how you doing? Good morning. I'm like, you know what? I had to pull my car over.
Wow.
I was on my way to pull my car over. I'm like, you goofy. So I pulled over and I said, don't you ever text me. I thought we made this clear, you know, last night when you called me. This is not my thing. I don't do this. Do not call me ever again. I appreciate the fact you gave me a compliment, but don't ever call me again. Don't talk to me no more. And that's just how bad it is. Just like they just feel like it's just so simple just to come out like they don't even see that as an insult. You're married, and you sit up here and you because you felt like you did me a favor by telling me the truth. I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, you know, and they think, you know, because they hear, again, they hear about oh, just be straight up honest with a woman. A lot of times if you're honest with them, they might be with it. So they're listening to this stuff that's being told out there, and that's what they're trying to bring, you know, that's what they're trying to bring towards you just to see if it worked. Let me see if that really worked, though, because they say just be honest, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, hey, if they think they can get it by.
You know, cause I guess because the way I, you know, was like, wow, you know, I appreciate, you know, you actually, you know, for a guy to come, you know, nowadays, like you said, come to you and approach you and ask you, you know, can I talk to you, you know, and have that, you know, to be brave like that. There's no challenge anymore. And I saw that as like, wow, you know, it's a challenge. You actually came up to me and approached me. But then the insult, you know, like this insulting my intelligence. Have a situation.
And, like, yeah, and right there, it was already revealed right there that, you know, he was out of pocket. He was on some, you know, faulty, fraudulent stuff where his character automatically in question, you know.
Well, not just you know, the way he insulted his wife the way he did, the way he talked about her, you know, so badly. She's a terrible wife. And she's this, she's bad. That the narcissist was coming all out of him. Oh, she's this and she's that. She doesn't cook for me. And like, I'm like, what are you telling me this for? You know, I'm listening to him like, he's not the goofiest. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah. And you know, it is harsh. It is kind of difficult to go in between and figure that out. But I think you made the best decision you could have by cutting that off immediately when you heard him say that. You already knew, but and he did you a favor by actually being honest in that situation, because I mean, he could have not said that he was just, you know, but again, he probably was trying something that he heard, and it actually did you a favor by, you know, displaying that. So definitely, I'm glad you did.
He was coming full blown with all the stuff to Quinn. Oh, you're so, you know, overdoing it. You're so beautiful. I never seen a woman as beautiful as you. I'm like, come on, man, I ain't no Beyonce. I mean, I know I'm cute. Let's not go.
Right. I'm surprised he ain't trying to take you out to Uncle Raymond's. You know. Oh my God. Yo. Yo,
you know,
I appreciate you, sister. We're gonna have to wrap up. We got we
got like 20 seconds and they cut us off air. So I appreciate you jumping on and thank you for coming on tonight. All right. Everybody, I appreciate y'all, man. If you missed the episode, you can always go to ASSC Group Network channel. The uploads are recorded or they're put up there on that channel. You can always re-listen and go there. Have a good night, y'all.